Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Irene Blom, the Republican County Chair here in Marion County. And of course, it is the day after the caucuses right now, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the turnout and the different candidates and just how things went overall here in Pella and in general for the Iowa caucuses. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Irene.
Well, you're welcome. As far as the caucuses are concerned, I was very pleased with the turnout. There can always be more, but we're thankful for what we had age-wise. It seems like it's more the older people, although I was pleased with the younger element that was there. And all in all, I think we had quite well organized, and it all went very well.
And speaking of the turnout, a lot of people came this year. In Pella, we had over 1,000 people caucusing. You know, they voted in large numbers, mostly for the top three candidates. Could you tell us a little bit more about what the process was like with over 1,000 people there?
Well, I'm sure the process is a little bit the same, although ours is more of a program type thing, because we have so many people, and we've done that several years ago because Pella people didn't want to go to Knoxville, and Knoxville didn't want to come to Pella, which is understandable. And this seems to have worked out very well. But when you talk to different people from the different counties who have precincts maybe in their homes or in little places, they probably don't go to near the work that what we do, because we're dealing with such a large group. We've got to make sure that, and this year I feel we had it very well organized. We had our precincts all lined up, and everything was color-coded. Each precinct had a color, so the ballot that they got was that color, and they sat by that color in the gym. So we had them all together. So that made the voting part better, and it made the counting of the ballots much simpler, so that we do it by county.
And most of the people that came to caucus in Pella, were they from the Pella precinct, or did it really widely vary as far as just the north of the river aspect?
No, and it was quite general. In fact, Lake Prairie, which is rural, and that stretches out quite a ways, we got a good representation from there. So I feel overall, and I look back on the material that I had 4 years ago of how many people came out to vote, and it was pretty much on the same order. I think as we have a dedicated group of people here, not that they necessarily want to stay for the caucus, for whatever else goes on, but they definitely want to come and vote. They would like to have been able to come to the door and voted and gone out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're trying to get people to realize that this caucuses are the grassroots of what goes on in our state. So if you have something that you want brought up to be put onto the plank that goes up to the state, then that's your option. That's where it's got to start. And the sad part of it is we try to do most of it before the election, because as soon as people have voted, they leave. And that's not really what the caucus is about.
Well, I guess that leads into another question. And one common criticism on the national level of the caucuses is that they aren't like a primary, and that many people don't attend that, you know, the national pundits say would in a primary situation, exactly because it's more of a movement. Do you think that caucuses give a major advantage over, you know, the other states using a primary process? Or do you think that the caucus process is something that's beginning to wane?
Well, I don't think it's beginning to wane. I would like to think the opposite. And I don't really know what the primaries do, but I don't think that they have this grassroots level that what we do as to bring things up to the state. And if people want to realize that they have that option, then they can speak for not only for their state, but, I mean, it can help out for the whole nation. And we're so tired of the government trying to run our things, and this is your option to try and change that. So, no, I've had, of course, we've had numerous people come here, news people, and from other sources, and they're asking questions about what we do at our caucus because they're so impressed with the way we do it. So maybe we're going to help somebody out someday I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody that not only that they came out, but for the help that I received, because something like this is not just pulled off by one or two people and not in one or two days. And so I'm particularly grateful to everybody that helped me, especially at the time of the caucus. And we need more delegates, and I can't stress that strongly enough. People are so afraid to sign up as a delegate. And I would strongly encourage you to at least sign up for the county delegate. And that is March 10, and it will be here in Pella at the Madison School. And that's on a Saturday morning, and it's 9 o'clock, and it usually runs until about noon. And then, of course, we need delegates to the district and the state as well. But you can decide that at the county convention. I don't care if we would get 200 delegates that come to the county convention. In fact, I would like it, because then that way they can say whether they want to, and then if we get too many, because we're allowed so many per precinct. So I strongly encourage just anybody and everybody, give me a call, 780-1057.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for coming on Let's Talk Pella today, Irene. I know everybody's, at least here, still interested in what's going on in the Iowa caucuses and, of course, here in Marion County. I know that the national scene is probably looking onwards to New Hampshire and South Carolina and the other Super Tuesday states, but it's always great to hear from a local voice. So thanks again for coming on.
You're welcome. I'm glad to do it for you.
You're listening to Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.